B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Football Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. It is the Midday Show live from Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. With Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano. It's a Football Friday. Finally get the Eagles back on Sunday. Oh. And not only is it just a Football Friday, but it's also the start of Flyers season.
Yeah.
So at 2 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, we got Flyers, Blackhawks live from Prague, and of course, Chickies and Pete's, the perfect place to watch a little Flyer hockey, leave work early, make it a party.
Yeah, a little.
You are.
I love being in like the bar. There's places I like being before the crowd gets there. Like being in this, you know, as a writer and covering sports, you go to the stadium before everybody arrives.
Yeah.
Walk out there and you look, oh, look at this. This is where the mayhem will happen. Same thing here at Chickies and Pete's.
Yeah.
Preparations are underway for everybody to be here for a great sporting weekend. Flyers today, football weekend, college football, and of course the Eagles on Sunday. Being here just smells like football.
Listen, I missed the Eagles. It felt like forever.
Oh, my goodness.
Since they played. It's funny, 10 days ago. All right, you know. And look, it's Eagles-Jets. We're going to talk to Anthony Beck coming up at about 11:20. He'll give us a scouting report. He does the Jets preseason games. And so we'll dive kind of into what the matchup is. Now, obviously, the Eagles are a huge favorite. 13.5.
Yeah.
And,
number.
You know, look, they need to win, and we know the deal. They overmatch this opponent, and that's great. But, look, you still got to do it, and this league is goofy. So, you know, you got to go out and you got to be focused. Meanwhile, last night was an incredible game between Seattle and the Rams. Dude, I love Russell Wilson.
So do I. MVP candidate.
I mean, my God. He is ridiculous.
Yeah. Good player, man.
He really is. It was
great to watch, too.
Well, he's so smart. He's so amazing. And, you know, it's funny. After the game, they interviewed him. He was in tears because it was Paul Allen night.
Mm-hmm.
He got inducted into the 12th man. So it was a great game, man. Back and forth. Can the Eagles... when you watched the game last night, where are the Eagles at in relation to these two teams? It's funny because I was watching them and I'm going, both the Rams and the Seahawks are good. They could be real good, but there's still a couple of flaws. I was trying to figure out where the Eagles are in relation to those two teams.
Mm. See, I don't know. At home, I think they could handle one of those two teams or both of those teams. But on the road, I would be wary because they're both on the West Coast, first and foremost. So it's a huge travel. That being said, the Eagles have gone out to L.A. the last 2 years and won.
I know.
And we're going to see Seattle here in a couple weeks against the Eagles after the bye week and after that Patriot game. So we'll get a first look. But that's why that home field, I think, is so important, because the difference between these teams when you get into those high level of the playoffs is so thin. The margin is so thin between teams that having that home field could be a huge factor and also a bye. So winning this division and putting yourself in a position at 11 or so.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. I think winning the division is paramount. And it's funny because you walked right into where I was thinking.
Yeah, I didn't even know you were thinking it, actually.
Yeah, I watched the game intently, notes the whole thing, and you know, I'm watching Wilson, and he's just got such a knack. Now, again, they should have lost the game. I mean, Zerline's got a 44-yard field goal. That's a gimme for him. He's got a monster leg,
yep.
And he missed it by a cat hair. I mean, it was right there, and he had it. So the Rams should have – Rams played them tough. I was impressed by the way the Rams – how tough the Rams played them.
Mm-hmm.
Lockett makes one of the greatest catches you'll ever see
in the corner
of the end zone. Towing the sidelines, it was an incredible catch. Wilson, is on the money. Now, you know, Aaron Donald's a beast.
Yeah,
and he was in the backfield half the night. Goff looked better. Gurley looked better.
Yeah,
it's a but if you pressure Goff, like it's amazing. You pressure Goff, he'll that's his Achilles heel. But can the Eagles get that pressure?
That's the question. Or is he going to sit back there and just have all day where that's when he can really hurt you? And then conversely, Russell Wilson's a guy that if you pressure him, when he gets outside the pocket, he drives you crazy.
Now, he's amazing. He's like a
winner.
He's as close to a basketball player on an NFL field as possible, because there was a play where it was ridiculous.
He's Isaiah. You know what I mean? He's Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, there was a play that was ridiculous where he's scrambling, takes off, and he sees Will Disley, his tight end, and it was like college play where he flips it back to him, and he's able to gain like 7 yards on the play. It was just completely playground-esque.
Yeah, it's like back in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, it is crazy. Both the quarterbacks are very different. But again, I got to applaud the NFL, a little golf clap for the NFL. Another great Thursday night game. You know, when Thursday night first started, and it wasn't very good, but that was a great football game last night.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
Highly entertaining. So, you know, but again, where are we with this Eagles team? No, we're going to see Seattle again after the bye.
Yeah. I think that this Eagles team, and we talked about it, we scratched the surface the other day on this topic. But now that we are heading into week 5, Anthony, we're getting some good knowledge of where the roadblocks are going to be.
Well, you're looking
NFC.
At where the teams are, right?
Yeah.
You'll get more answers on Sunday when the Cowboys play the Packers.
Yeah, and we got a little knowledge last week when the Cowboys played against the Saints and lost. And didn't, you know, they scored their only touchdown in the game, but still lose to 4 field goals. And like that game, that's the game that makes me worry more, Ant. You know why? Because that was a defensive battle.
Yeah.
And I don't know that the Eagles are built. No, I feel like I do know that the Eagles are built not to win a 12-10 game right now.
Well,
they just don't have the defense to do it.
No, they can't do that.
Yeah, and I'm not one of these guys that goes, well, offense wins games, defense wins championships. I think that's a long-gone philosophy in the NFL. That maybe that was the case a long time ago, but that's not the case anymore. You got to be able to score points, points, points. And it comes back to one guy. Well, really two guys. Carson Wentz, obviously, but it's DeSean Jackson and the health of DeSean Jackson.
Well, here's my exercise for you guys today.
Oh, I love an exercise.
So I want you to look at the NFC, the landscape of the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to make some judgments, and I'm going to ignore a couple teams.
All right.
But I have 8 NFC teams, and with the Eagles, it's 9. And I need you to rank them. And it's Seattle, the Rams, the Niners, the Saints, the Cowboys, the Bears, the Packers, the Vikings.
Wow.
And so, you know, this is, that NFC is pretty, like, if you look at those teams, like, the Vikings are limping. I don't know how good the Pack is. I don't know how good the Niners are, even though they're undefeated. So, but, you know, only 6 get in. And there are 9 counting the Eagles, and I'm ignoring Carolina, and you know,
rightfully
which has resuscitated, but
Tampa you're ignoring, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't believe in Tampa,
so I kind of ignore those teams. But these are the 9. Where do the Eagles fit in?
The power 9 of the NFC, and you're right, only 6 make it, so 3 aren't getting in. To me, the top team right now, Anthony. And I know it was, you know, the fact that the Rams missed the field goal, but at 4-1, I may have Seattle at the top of the heap because of who they've played and the way they've won and how they're built. And, you know, they get Clowney. So I think that's the team right now.
He made a nice play last night.
Yeah.
That was why I had a Clowney regret as I'm watching him go after Goff in the end zone.
Oh, boy, I hope we don't have Clowney regret all year. And unless how
he
does something,
we might. Here's the thing about Seattle. They're good. But that defense is not a great, it's not the Legion of Boom.
No, that's long gone.
So, while, you know, Clowney helps them, they're not, that secondary is not great secondary.
Yeah, the one common thing with those 9 teams, including the Eagles that you mentioned,
they're all flawed.
It's exactly right, Ant. There's not one of them you're going, they're great on both sides of the ball, and they're going to dominate this conference, because that's just not going to happen. You know, and the one team that's undefeated that you mentioned is San Francisco. I have a huge question mark there. I just don't know yet. I haven't seen enough.
Well, they didn't play anybody, so,
and they're not there yet.
See, they're young. I like their
QB.
I like Jimmy G.
Yeah.
They have some good young players on defense. They're also a team. Remember, you have these teams that pop up out of nowhere, and we thought last year they were going to pop up, and Garoppolo gets hurt, and so now here he is. So they could be, you know, legitimate. We'll see, but they could be.
Could they be the Eagles of 2017 that came off a 7-9 season that went to win a Super Bowl?
But they could certainly make the playoffs. And see, making the playoffs is tough for the Eagles because then you start to get pressure. Now it's really early, but there's some pressure that you got to win the division to get in.
Yeah, and the jockey.
Just because you have all these teams, when you have this many teams, not like the AFC. The AFC. It's fairly weak.
You have your haves and
haves. The AFC is like the Eastern Conference in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of real good teams, and then you got
New England and
Kansas City
on a different plane, right? In the NFC, I don't know how this thing's going to shake out because you look at the North. Like, who's going to win that division? The other question mark team for me is Minnesota because of what's going on there. What has gone on there already?
Right,
Zimmer. That's a big question mark.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. That's a huge game on Sunday in regards to the Eagles. The Vikings play the Giants.
Yeah, on the road.
So here's the issue. If they lose, that would be a great thing for the Eagles because then they could be cooked. All right?
I can make a different case on that.
Because if they lose, now there's all kinds of discontent. Diggs is already unhappy. If they lose to Daniel Jones and the Giants, It could be lights out. Like Cousins, if Cousins, throws a couple picks and he's erratic again. The people get frustrated with him. If they win and win big because their defense comes up and then all of a sudden they click and they get healthy against the Giants, then Diggs is somewhat happy and then maybe I'm fearful that they could go on a run.
Carry some momentum.
Right.
See, I can make the other case, too. If they lose that game, then they're playing for their season against the Eagles at home the next week.
I think their season's cooked if you lose to the Giants.
Yeah, it probably is because you can't lose to that team on the road.
I just think then all of a sudden they get splintered. Zimmer's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Then they go south and you can write them off.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the crazy thing. And it's still so early where, we're pre-Halloween at this point. And there's still so much football to be played.
That's the beauty of NFL, though, is because you get to watch it, a team between two NFC powers last night, and you get to figure out where is your team in relation to that.
Yeah, I need help. I don't know where the Eagles are in this mix. As I said the other day, I don't feel like they're constructed right now to be a Super Bowl team. I think Howie's got to be Howie and go out and not just make a little move. I think he's got to make one substantial move to improve this team defensively. Maybe another move that's not substantial would be, like you said yesterday, an Emmanuel Sanders addition, little insurance policy for Deshaun, guy you can run in the slot because Aguilar can't catch a cold.
I like my Emmanuel Sanders.
I really do. I was thinking about it last night, and I really like that move because I love the fact that you don't have to give up anything for him.
I do, too. I think you got to. So if I'm Howie, I definitely need defensive reinforcements, and I'm not telling you to skimp on that. However, I load up on the arsenal.
Yeah.
I do. I load up on the arsenal, and I know everybody wants to run.
I don't.
All right. Thank you. Because I want to go high-powered. And look, there are times when it calls for the run game.
And it did last week.
All right?
Yeah.
But you're not going to run your way with Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, it's always going to come down to the quarterback. Even Elliott, it's going to come down to Prescott, what Prescott can do. So it's going to come down to Carson. And if I'm Howie, I go after Sanders. He gives you a guy that can play outside in case there's something wrong with Deshaun with that sports hernia. And he's a guy that, let's be truthful here. you can put him in slot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, and then you don't have to worry about Aguilar's hand, bad hands.
Yeah, you just recruited just over Aguilar. Hands. You recruited over Aguilar. For, we're a veteran guy that still has good hands. I love that idea of that move. I hope you text it to Howie if you haven't already. But like I look at it and I look at the North and I see these four teams in the division. And right now, you know, even Detroit is at 2-1. And they're playing teams tough. They beat the Eagles on the road. I don't know if they're legit. I don't think they are. But I'm pretty sure that Green Bay is pretty legit. You know how I feel about the Bears at 3-1 with that defense. But no Trubisky right now and Chase Daniel. So everybody's flawed. But I don't know where the Eagles fit into this kind of mix. So no. I need some serious help.
All right, so that's your early Football Friday assignment. Whoa. Where in relation are the Eagles?
All right, I'm going to write down my order during the timeout, all right? 610-632-0975. We're coming to you live today at Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. It seems like an eternity since the Eagles have played. Last we were here, we were celebrating that win over the Packers on Thursday Night Football a week prior. So let's light this up today. I want to talk some Eagles today. I want to find out where people think they are in that nine, the power nine of the NFC. Right here on the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. We're back right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
AM Hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payment and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, it's 1026 live at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Happy Flyers season to you, Jason.
Yeah.
You're gonna be heading over to Xfinity Live to do your pregame show.
Yeah, a little pre-intermission. Bundy's going to be hanging with me. Scotty Hartnell's going to be there. Chemo teaming
down.
There. Yeah.
Love Hartnell.
Yeah, some alumni will be on hand. It's going to be a great party and celebration.
Flyer party. I'll ask you real quick, Flyers Blackhawks today. Right here again, 97.5 The Fanatic. Give me a thumbnail on Chicago.
Well, it's Chicago. They're in a rebuilding. They just signed Alex DeBrincat to that extension a year ahead of his contract ending as an RFA. And they're a good team. They got some good players. They still got Kane, who's tremendous, could be an MVP candidate. And Taves. They got some of those veteran defensemen with Seabrook, and still got Duncan Keith. So it'll be a formidable matchup today.
Keith, he's got to be 100.
He is. He is 100, and he is slowed down considerably. They're not, I don't believe, a cup contender, but they're a team I picked that could make the playoffs in the Western Conference in that really tough set.
Who you got today? Orange and the black?
Yeah, Giroux not playing with Couturier.
Where's the Blackhawks?
Giroux actually playing on the wing with Kevin Hayes today. I didn't love the line matchups that AV put out on the first day, but what do I know? I didn't see every practice.
What's the what's your feel? You have a gut?
I think that they win the game today. I do. I think that they win the game today. I'm going to go with a 4-2 final with an empty netter.
Wow, I like it.
Yeah, and then the Carter Hart starts the season, Anthony. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
If anything else you want to be excited about, it's the goaltender Carter Hart, and a lot of eyes are going to be on him. I've listened to a lot of national pundits with their, you know, prognostications on the end of season awards, and a lot of people have him in that Vezina conversation. That might be a bit premature, like, but
that's good.
Let's see.
I like it. Yeah. I'm excited. Can't wait to watch the game today.
Yeah.
Looking forward to a little Flyer hockey. Andrew, you got a little news for us?
Yeah, we'll start from Tim McManus to Sean Jackson. We probably already knew this, but he's been officially ruled out for Sunday's game against the Jets. But here's some Phillies news that you're not going to like. This is from Matt Breen as well as Todd Zielecki. First, Chris Young will not return in 2020 as the Phillies pitching coach. So that's something that we can celebrate. But a decision on Gabe Kapler is expected next week. But a source said that general manager Matt Klentak's status for 2020 was never in question.
Was never and is never.
Was never.
Ah,
yeah, well, you knew that. That's not a surprise at all. I've been saying that since. He's got Middleton, Snowed. I mean, the Wonder Boys.
Yep.
Klentak and Ned Rice. They got, you know, listen, Middleton thinks that he's Theo Epstein. And he's not, you know, Theo Ratliff.
Or Juan Epstein. Andrew, any word on Andy McPhail? Or
he'll be around
soon. Klentak's not going. You know his
look at me, Dombrowski.
His Johnny Walker Blue Bunny's not going anywhere.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Well, then I'm going to make a declaration. Next year when the season starts.
I heard Tyrone this guy.
My declaration is this. When they're ready to take this thing seriously, really seriously, and look at themselves in the mirror and do an honest evaluation, they can send me an email or a memo. I'll opt in for that email. And when they do, I'll take them seriously. Until then, I'm not taking them seriously. I don't care who they acquire this offseason, because as long as this organizational philosophy is still intact with that head of the front office of Klentak and McPhail, I'm not taking them seriously. That's my declaration. All right? Enough already. Come on, Middleton. I expected more. All right?
Listen.
I'm on the record.
Here's the deal.
Save that tape, Andrew.
Here's the deal. Tyrone said yesterday on the Mikey Mish show that he will choose another team.
Okay, so he's going to go outside the family?
To root for.
National League?
He didn't say who. He said he'll root for another team, another squad.
So he's going to supplement it.
It's an interesting thought. You know, it goes against my 4-for-4 kind of edict that you never abandon ship.
Yeah, I almost abandoned ship on the Eagles a few years ago, but I decided against it. I eventually calmed down.
You can never abandon ship.
Yeah.
But.
You can supplement?
You can protest.
Okay. So yours
is a good protest.
So what?
There's many ways you could protest.
So can Tyrone go out and get like a Seattle Mariners jersey and rep?
No, you know what I'm saying. You can't. First of all, that would be stupid. But yeah, you cannot root for another team. You can't go, now I'm a, you know, Braves Rockies fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay.
By the way, don't go Mariners. They're a worse organization than the Phillies are.
Yeah, you have a Mariners jersey.
Well.
Because you're your boy.
Ichiro.
All right, let's get to it. I'm curious. Give me your assignment for those listening is this. After watching the Rams in Seattle, I got to think. Where are the Eagles at in relation to these teams? These are the power teams in the NFC. Seattle, the Rams, the Saints, the Cowboys, the Niners, the Bears, the Packers, and the Vikings. So where would the Eagles come in?
I did my rankings.
What you got?
All right, I'll go backwards. I put the Lions and the Vikings in the same category.
Come on, right? Lions aren't real.
Well, they've got a better record than the Vikings right now. And they beat the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field.
I know.
But so those are my nine.
You know, again, I mean, I think you got to look at it and go, these are the teams that you're going to be fighting with that have good teams. You know, they're good.
Okay, so the Vikings I have at 9. I have the 49ers 8 because I just don't know enough yet. And I just don't buy it yet. That being said, they're leading that division. But the Rams at number 7 at 2-2, Anthony. I have the Packers at 3-1 at 6.
The Packers ahead of the Rams?
Yeah. Yep, I do.
I don't think so.
And I think the Packers give the Cowboys a run this weekend. They are. Oh, I think all these teams have flaws. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I think the Rams are a better team. I mean, listen, I love Rodgers to death, but that defense can't stop they can't stop the run at all.
No, I agree. Number 5, I have your Philadelphia Eagles.
5, huh?
Right. At 4, I have the Bears. The problem is the quarterback, but that defense is so wicked.
Uh-huh.
At number 3, I have the Cowboys. At number 2, I have the Saints. Now, not as currently constructed.
Right, you're going when Breeze comes back.
Yeah, and because that team really worries me. And then at number 1 right now, the team that played last night and got lucky, but got a win last night in Seattle, because Russell Wilson's playing at an MVP caliber, and that's a good football team. So I got the Eagles at 5 right now.
Yes.
So is that kind of in the neighborhood where you were having them, or you have them in the top 3?
Yes.
You're top 3, man.
No, do I have them in top 3?
Yeah.
The Eagles? No.
Yeah, okay. So you're like in that kind of 4 or 5.
Yeah, I'm not. You like the Bears more than I do.
Yeah. Have since the Jump Street.
Yeah, I don't, especially with Chase Daniel. I don't take him seriously. Yeah.
I think he's a good coach too, in Nagy. So
I love Nagy, but yeah. I don't know how he survives the quarterback. And I don't like really Trubisky either. So you know, Andrew, where do you have the Eagles?
I'm with Jason, the 4-5 range. I have Seattle at the top. I actually have Dallas number 2 right now in the NFC. I'm going to go New Orleans number 3, and then
so you're going to give Dallas number 2, and they just lost to New Orleans without Breeze.
Yeah, I'm still going to give them number 2. As Anthony brought up, that defense a lot, and then, you know what, New Orleans defense has played pretty well this year. But right now, I'm going to go.
It's also spots. Like, you got to look at spots. Yeah, like, no that doubt. Was a home game. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things that you gotta take into account.
Right. So I'll go Seattle 1, Dallas 2. I'm going to go New Orleans 3. And then it's a toss-up between the Eagles and the Rams. I haven't been impressed with the Rams this season, even though they put up a good amount of points last night. I haven't been impressed. So I'll go 4-5, Birds, Rams. You can toss it up wherever you want to put them.
Uh-huh. I kind of lean toward Andrew here.
Okay.
The only thing with the Rams is Aaron Donald is the best player on the field.
He's incredible.
You know, I mean, and unfortunately, because Fletcher Cox is hurt, that, you know, he needs to get well, because he needs to be the Eagles' Aaron Donald. You need somebody that is all over the field.
Yeah, that's an unstoppable force.
Yeah.
And until Fletcher gets healthy, if he's able to get healthy, that's going to be an issue, especially without Malik Jackson or Tim Jernigan, at least for now, with Jernigan in. So he's got to be the one man showdown.
That's the shame of it.
Yeah,
you know what's amazing is I was watching. You know, we were watching the Rams and we were talking about how good the Rams are. Todd Gurley, listen, I know he got dinged up, but then he had that weird thing in the Super Bowl, and you know, but he doesn't even look like himself.
Yeah,
like Todd Gurley looked like Earl Campbell. What, Bentley looks
last
like
year?
One of these incredible running backs that, you know, these big, powerful, fast beasts.
It was a top three with Zeke and Saquon.
And I'm watching last night, and, you know, he had a couple runs, but he's not.
It looked like he came out on fire early in the game, and then he just lost it. It looks like he got tired right away.
I think he's dealing with some kind of injury.
You know what's funny? That's a great point, Andrew. It's almost like it was like you're playing the Madden game, and he's fit, all of a sudden goes right from, you know, 100 to like 50 fatigue.
Yeah, within like 5 plays.
Yeah.
No, he didn't have a big tank.
No, but again, I saw him dominate games. Like, we all watched him dominate, run for 200 yards, and be. I don't know that the Rams, unless they get that figured out. Now, look, Cooper Kupp is the man. Like, he's a great player.
I love him.
So having him in the slot, you got Cooks on the outside. Like, you know, they got weapons.
Something's off there now.
The tight end is now involved, and he's big. So they got, you know, they got, but if unless they run the ball, because you see, like, I know you had your men's game, but you see when Goff gets pressured, he wilts.
Yeah. He's not a guy that handles that very well. He's a clean pocket quarterback.
No, listen, he'll kill you if he has time. You watch it, Andrew.
He was great up tempo last night.
Because he
was clean.
He was clean, right?
Because that keeps the pass rush
like
off.
Tampa just blitzed the hell out of him last week, and that's why he was throwing picks all over the place.
Precisely. 610-632-0975. I look at the one TV over here, Ant. They're talking about like Max Kellerman and them, and Stephen A. talking about the Sixers. Since Monday, I've been infected with a Sixers, I don't want to call it a flu, but a Sixers bug. I can't shake it. Like, here 4 days later, I'm still pumped up about the Sixers after being at media day. Is that a violation that I can't shake this thing? Like, I wake up and they're on my brain.
Come on, man.
I'm so pumped up for it.
Are you really asking me that? That's a dumb question.
Yeah, well, you're infected with it, too. You have a serious infection.
Seriously. Nuts. I mean, you sit next to me every day.
And yeah, maybe that's part of it, too.
I mean, I
need some penicillin.
Yeah, I think I gave you it. Last night, for the first hour of the show, last night.
Cousins Corner?
In the middle of football season, we did an hour dissecting Embiid in the post.
Oh, man.
Versus Embiid facing the basket. because that is akin to the Eagles running the ball.
I love it. And it's that ability to be able to multitask sports. And you're going to have to do it this year, brother. Let's get to the phones, Ant. 610-632-0975. Let's get to Norristown. Talk to Mikey on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How we doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, jump us off that speakerphone, brother.
No, I'm not on the speaker.
Where were you at? Are you on the Fred Flintstone phone?
No, I'm good. I got to say, I'm a little upset with you guys this morning, the last 2 days, and that's not normal. What's up,
man?
I'm big Anthony, not for nothing, brother. For 3 years ago, all I heard every 5 minutes was Carson Wentz music. Did we forget how good this kid is? The kid's been out for a long time. He's starting to come into his own. We got the one thing that none of these teams you're talking about had. We got the best offensive line right now. We got the offensive line, and that's the key thing, okay? We can power Seattle. Seattle ain't pressing me. They gave up 30 yesterday at home. Rams gave up 85 the last two games. I don't know why you guys are so down on the Eagles. I mean, what is that guy
Mike, I got to stop you.
You can stop.
Who's down on the Eagles? I mean, I asked you to rank right now.
I'm going to rank them.
All right, go ahead.
Okay? I'm going to rank the Eagles. The Eagles are the best team right now. I'm going to tell you why. Right now in the NFC, they're the best team. Uh-huh. Because what they're going through, I want the teams you all mentioned take everybody out like we lost. Cornerbacks.
Well, that's why we have him ranked in the middle right now.
I don't understand that, but we're going to start getting healthy. We're going to get better when it counts towards the end. You can't look it right now. You got to look.
Well, that's what the exercise is, Mike.
Okay. Well. But
I mean, seriously.
Anthony, come on.
No. Because now you're out of line.
No, I'm not out of line.
No, you're asking me to be a pom-pom guy when you're looking
at...
But you're not being realistic. They got nobody playing in the secondary right now.
Okay, but when you think it's going to be like that, we don't know what...
But again, we're talking about right now at this moment.
Okay, right now.
What are you assuming, Mike, that they got Ramsey and they made a deal?
No, I'm not assuming anything like that. Not at all. But you're missing the point. If the Eagles stay with their power running game, that is their...
No, I disagree with that.
Totally disagree.
Mike, hold on. I want to talk to you about this.
Go ahead.
You're wrong. You can't run your way to a Super Bowl. You brought up Wentz. I agree with you. If DeSean Jackson is healthy, what I say to start the show, I want Emmanuel Sanders. I want to go. I want to beef up this receiver... This receiver core, because Wentz will take you to the offense with Wentz throwing the football and running the ball as a secondary. But throwing the football first will get them to where you want to go.
Let me say this. When we went to the Super Bowl, we were at 45% running the ball. That's where we should be. That's a reasonable number where we should be.
Well, they got up huge on a lot of teams, Mike.
Yeah,
that's why, too.
Right.
I mean, you put up 50-plus on Denver that year, and you run the ball when that
Chicago.
Happened.
There was a lot of teams. Mikey, I love you. Listen, I hear you. The exercise I ask is right now at this moment. And I hear you. Yeah, I hear you guys with run. I disagree. I'm not telling you
wholeheartedly
that I want to throw 450 times a game, but you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Wentz, you know, as just to hand the ball off. You got to throw it. You got to get chunk plays down the field. This league is about getting the ball down the field.
Jonathan Johnson on Twitter tweets me and goes, "F your rankings. Cowboys ahead of the Birds. Anthony, straighten your boy out." Well, right now they are ahead.
Yeah, no, this is again.
I'm wearing pom poms today.
You know where we stand. Yeah. You know what we want.
It's not like we're doing our favorite team rankings.
But F the Cowboys, I get it.
But you gotta look at it where they're at right now, and where the secondary is, and you know the state of DeSean, the receivers. That's all. I mean, where this defensive line is. Listen, we said early in the week. I asked the question in the middle of the week, can they win a Super Bowl? And the answer was yes. Now, DeSean, in my eyes, needs to stay healthy, and you need that weapon to be able to go and do it. But, again, before they start to get reinforcements back, they got to figure out the secondary. They got to figure out this defensive front. You know, if you just want, hey, you know, go Birds, that's it. All right, but that's kind of like not true. Like, you got to be real about it until they do get healthy, and then we can start celebrating.
610-632-0975 is the number. Got some open lines if you want to jump in. We are live at Chickies and Pete's in Marlton. It is a football Friday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nancy's got talked about the uncles.
The uncles, Uncle Greg. In fact, I'm just texting Uncle Greg. Hit me up on the text board. He's unhappy with the Phillies as well.
Well, he wants to send Gabe to get more tan.
I did.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Back live, Chickies and Pete's. Oh. Marlton, love this place. Great spot. Don't forget, Mondays, beginning Mondays, Chickies and Pete's. All you can eat, the Pete's wings and crab fries. You don't want to miss it. Perfect. All you can eat for $19.99.
All right.
Cabinets there.
Oh.
That's great. All you can eat, wings and fries. It's beautiful.
That's a conundrum. I'm like, which one do I want first? Do I want the wing or do I want the crab fry?
You know,
do I go with the wing and the crab fried cheese?
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Great.
A couple things, I love the conversation. And listen, if you think the Eagles right now are the best team in the NFC, I hope you're right. But like, I look at it objectively, and I do think, you know, where they're at right now. This is why I give you the rankings. Now, again, you know, things I've told you earlier in the week, things could change and. They got to get guys back. You know, we got to find out who Sidney Jones is. There's like questions. And I'm just bringing them up because when you look around at these other teams, you know, these are teams you got to fight. So I hope you guys, you know where our hearts are. And we don't want you to, you know, be upset with us. But I got to give you, you know, I got to shoot you straight.
Yeah, well, Tony Bologna on Twitter brings up a good point. He said, Mike, that last caller had a point because if everyone is healthy, they are top three. But you said right now, I rank the Saints high because of Breeze coming back, but he's not healthy right now. But they've still been winning without Breeze. That's my point, Tone. And to Mike, the caller, is they've been winning with Teddy Bridgewater right now. When they get Breeze back, they're going to be even better. But to your point, Ant, like, when the Eagles get Deshaun back, they're going to be
even
more better.
I told you that earlier in the week. If Deshaun's healthy,
yep.
You know, I think their offense is lethal. And again, when we're talking lethal, I know everybody wants to run. I know how we do it here. But if you have a healthy Deshaun Jackson and you can throw the ball down the field, you've got to throw it. At least, then you go, how this thing should work is you throw first and then you grind it out at the end of the game. Like with your 4-minute offense, then you start mixing in the run. You dominate the line of scrimmage. Again, unless you're playing a team like the Packers who have no front, right? They have a very small front, or you could dominate. Eagles do have a great, I agree with Mike when he said the Eagles' offensive line is the best of the group, and it is. I think the Eagles, I would put the Eagles' offensive line there. And then, yeah, the Cowboys are there as well, but I'll give you the Eagles the nod. But again, before you start, you know, going to go, I'm going to just commit to run, you got a quarterback. You got two great tight ends. You got Deshaun Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey. When those guys are healthy, the offense is lethal. They got to get healthy because they're going to win with their offense.
Matchup dictates strategy all the time in the NFL. That's why Bill Belichick is great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.